God never called men to be great. He only called them to follow Him.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mount presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mount.
Well, hello, another beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mount. It is good to be able to come right back in your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In.
Golden light, golden light, oh, well, my tears, they're gone, golden light. I've had a long streak of that bad, bad time since they were golden light. I once was lost in sin, but my Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He repaid my heart in love, and He wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. It's gone at last, it's gone at last, oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, my sins, they're gone at last. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. They're gone at last, they're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad times, but my sins, they're gone at last. Well, I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus, a friend, watches day and night. I go to Him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last.
All right, my sins are gone at last. My, what a way to get this beautiful Sunday morning started by coming to your homes this morning with Something to Believe In. And you know, I'm so thankful that you opened your homes, your convalescent places, wherever you are, that we might come in and just kind of fellowship with you. We've become friends down through the years. We've sat together on Sunday morning and magnified the Lord. Martha and I sing and preach. But today, I think what we're going to do is going to make this Request Sunday. And we got a lot of requests we want to send out. We got a lot of folks. And I know that before we ever start with this program today that we're going to leave somebody out. But we do trust today that you are well and things are going well with you. We have a lot of sick folks in our listening radio, listening audience, and we have some folks who just simply need our prayers, so we don't want to forget them. But let's go right back now and let Martha do this beautiful song for us. You've been doing it for many years. A lot of you like it. It said, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?
Who put the tears? And who drove the nail?
had denied him, they cried, crucify him, but he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, our fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, forgive them, and cried, it is finished. They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I am? And who drove the nails in his lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Now who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?
Like to thank today and also let them know that we're thinking about them. Let's remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy. We understand that Ed has had to go through some surgery, but he's home doing much better, so he needs your prayers. Then also let's remember Clifford and Thelma Raines, and we're glad that Thelma is doing as well as she is. Clifford, she'll need your prayers, and also Thelma, but we are thinking about you, and we're praying for you, Clifford, and also thankful for Howard down in Rock Camp. We miss Howard. We miss worshiping with him on Sunday morning, he and his family, but we hope that he's doing well also. Then let's remember Junior and Rita Amos and also his mother Lucille, and we've got Arnold and Roscoe and Dreama. There's so many of those folks, old friends of ours. We hope, trust today that they're receiving the broadcast. Then Jack Reed, way up there in Union. Jack, hope you're doing well, and also your mother's doing real good. And it was good to hear from you. I mentioned that I hadn't heard from you for a while, Jack, but it was good to hear from you. I think you had a letter in the mail all at that same time, so we certainly do appreciate you. And we appreciate what you mean to the broadcast. You've been such a great blessing to us, and I know that the Lord's going to bless you for that. Also, let's remember Phil and Kathy Ballard. My, they've been such great friends of ours. We certainly miss worshiping with them, but they're great friends, and God has allowed us so many years together. And Phil and Kathy Ballard, we certainly do appreciate you. James, I hope you're listening to the broadcast today, along with Louise Ellison. Louise helped us so much there in the church of Dropping Lick, and our lay leader, and done such a marvelous job, and I know that she's doing the same for the new pastor there, and I know the church is doing well, and that really blesses my heart to know that. So we are thinking about you. I told them when I retired and moved from that charge that I would be with them each Sunday morning by the radio. All you got to do is just turn that dial to 990 a.m. at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be there, the Lord willing, with the help and the support of the people, of course. Or if you want to get up at 7 a.m. in the morning, just get up and turn the radio on to 99.5, and there we are. And we've been blessed by the web ministry right now. In the web ministry, if you have a computer, all you got to do is go in and .mstbi.org. Again, that's stbi.org, and we're streaming what they call streaming audio out of 910 in Roanoke, Virginia. God's broadened the ministry, and now we can be heard on the web radio. We received an email this week in Jacksonville, Florida. A preacher friend of ours said he was picking the broadcast up, and then also way out there in Arizona. And that's what web ministry does for you, because you can broaden your ministry, and people all over the world can tune in on at 9:10 on Sunday morning at 9:10 out of Roanoke, and pick up the streaming audio and there they will receive the broadcast. Now, when I say that's worldwide, I'm not bragging, except if I boast, let me boast in Christ. So we want to remember all these folks, and we certainly do appreciate them. And let's also remember Frank and Bonnie Bradley, and also her mother. I'm sorry, the name just kind of slips me, but her friends. It's good to meet her and her friends, and we hope that they're doing real well. Okay, let's go right back to another song, and I'll be back with Request Sunday.
I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. I know I've never met the man who gave his life for me. In his presence daily I can feel. But if by chance you're taken home before it comes my time, please take this message home to him for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. Friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan, and there we'll spend all eternity. Although our names are different, we're all purchased by His blood. Through Jesus Christ we're one big family. So at that big homecoming when God's children gather there, please search the banquet table there for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan, and there will be all eternity. I saw an old man standing by a casket draped in black. For 50 years it's been just you and me. And as the preacher spoke these words, to dust we shall return. I hear that old man speak so tenderly. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan.
That's an old one we've been doing for quite a few years. People still like it. It's kind of become our theme song. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. I hope you enjoyed that. And let's also remember Ernest and Betty Joe and his family. I don't want to say the youngins anymore because they've done grown up on me, little Ern, and then their daughter, and we certainly do appreciate them. We've certainly missed these folks. Jack Ellison. Jack, hope you and Mary is doing real well. And you got that new radio on and getting that broadcast. Jack said he was so excited that now he can really get the broadcast, and he certainly does enjoy it. And Jack, we certainly have enjoyed knowing you down through the years. We've met so many people along the way, and we certainly do appreciate them. Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter, and also her mother down in Peterstown. We appreciate them. And then also always remembering our shut-in, Miss Ethel Coulter. And, you know, Ethel and I go way back, and Ethel's been such a great friend of ours, Quentin and Pam and Mary Ellen, her son, and they've just been friends. You know, I told him, I said, you know, one of the sad things about leaving up in the Lynchside area it was something that we really didn't want to do. But anyhow, when we retired and we're no longer their pastor, but we're their friends. And, you know, if I say I'm your friend today, I'm going to be your friend tomorrow. And friendship is something that can never be severed. And I am your friend. I love you. I appreciate you. And if I said I was your friend yesterday, I will be your friend tomorrow. So, friend, we certainly do appreciate you. We've met so many people down through the years by the means of radio, and so many people comment on the broadcast, and that's what it's all about. I know last Sunday in the church, someone was talking with me, said that they heard me talking about cleaning them windows. Well, I was cleaning those windows, and can you imagine Martha making me do a thing like that? I'm a man of the cloth. I'm a preacher. I'm supposed to preach. I ain't supposed to clean windows, but I'm a honey do this person just like you. And honey says do it, then I try to do it, because you know that keeps her happy and keeps her satisfied. And I love playing her music for you because people really like hearing her sing. I ought to get jealous though, because people request her to sing, but they don't never request me to preach. And I am getting just a little jealous at that. No, I'm not either, Harry. Armetta, you know me better than that, don't you? I love to preach, I love to sing, but most of all I love doing the work of the Lord. So we want to remember Harry and Armetta up on the mountain there, and I do hope that they're doing real well. And then let's remember Alan and Melinda Prophet, and also her daughter and her husband and their new baby that's had, well, it's not very old, but anyhow, we're thinking about you, Alan, Melinda. Like to see you. Haven't seen you for a while. Hope that you're doing real well. And then the people over at the Sunrise Chapel. My, I'll tell you what a blessing they have been. And we're so blessed to know that their church is growing. I've been there when there was only two families, and now I understand they're way up in the 60s, and God's blessing, giving them more land and giving them members, adding to their church. And, you know, if God's adding to the church, well, amen, I'm all for it. So, Sunrise Chapel, I'm really thankful for what God's doing for you, and I'm thankful for what you're doing to help the broadcast continue on. Okay, let's go back. This is Request Sunday with another song.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason
to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me.
Let's remember Anna and David Cole in that song. I understand that they really enjoy hearing that, and we enjoy doing it for you. Then also Margaret Higginbottom. Hope Marguerite Higginbottom is doing real well. Great friend of ours. And then let's remember Arthur Edwards and his family in our prayers. And then we'd like to mention that we'll be in homecoming at the James Chapel. Now, a lot of folks maybe do not know where the James Chapel is, but if you're coming up the road out of Hinton toward Princeton, you turn up the mountain there just right after you cross the bridge there at Bluestone Dam, and you come up into the True area, and James Chapel is there at True, and we'll be having homecoming there today starting at 10:30, and then we've got a couple of groups that will be singing, and then we're going to be breaking for dinner around 12:30, and then we'll be having dinner, some good old dumplings and chicken and homemade mashed potatoes right there on the ground. And then we'll be going back. They have the Summers County Convention that will be singing there in the afternoon starting around 2 o'clock. So, again, that's homecoming at James Chapel. Several groups will be singing. I'll be bringing the message at 10 o'clock today. And then tonight now we'll be over at the Painter's Chapel. That's located out on the main highway just before you get into Athens. Painter's Chapel, where I pastor. And then I will be preaching there tonight at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and be with us. We'll be having special singing and be having a message. So why don't you just kind of drop by? We'd love to meet you. Maybe you've heard the broadcast for many, many years, or maybe you know us. Maybe you'd like to meet us. We certainly would appreciate it. We want to remember today Charles and Becky in the broadcast, and send the broadcast especially out to them. Charles and Becky Lilly, that is. I just about forgot to say who Charles and Becky was, but we certainly appreciate these folks been coming to our church at Painter's Chapel, and we want to remember all the folks up that way. My, we've met some good friends, and I know that we're going to meet many good friends in that area, and we've had several sick folks that we've been into the home, and we understand that they hear the broadcast. And, you know, that's what it's all about. A lot of folks have heard us through radio ministry. They've never met us, and we go into a home, and once we begin to talk, they say, oh, we know you. We've heard you on the radio. And, you know, that's such a blessing to know that even though that we're many miles away, that still God's using our voice, that we can get in there and talk to them and be an encouragement to them. We've got so many people who are sick, and they need that encouragement. So if you're in around that area, drop by and see us. Be with us at the homecoming at James Chapel starting at 10:30. And then tonight, be with us at the Painter's Chapel at 7 p.m. We'll be ministering with song and ministering words. Let's go back now to another song on this Request Sunday.
Freedom is waiting, John's all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are open, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where love once dwelt, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river. thy beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
And let me share this with you just before we leave the air, and then we're going to have prayer. If you'd like to pray with us, if you have a prayer request, or you have a very special need, then I want you to agree with me. The Bible said if any two will agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. That one thing is Jesus Christ. He has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities as we touch the great throne of grace. We ask that you might be the great physician in the time of our sickness. We ask God for a financial blessing. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you said you would supply the need according to your riches in glory. And I believe this morning, God, that you would chip up the streets of heaven before you would see one of your children go without. God, we pray for that shut-in, that one that's sitting right there now with their head bowed. Maybe tears coming down their cheek. We don't know. Lord, it's been a long and lonely week. They've spent a lot of lonely nights. Sickness has invaded the ranks, and Father, death has even closed in. And Lord, the loss of a great loved one. But Father, we pray for your strength, we pray for your mercy and your grace, because we remember that the Apostle Paul learned the great story that your grace was so sufficient. And we know that you're a sufficient God. And Father, we know that you love us, and God, there's no greater love than the Father, that he would send his only begotten Son that would hang on a cross and give his life, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for those, God, who has great concern for the broadcast. I thank you for those who have shared with their giving the gift that you have given to them, they have given to us, that we might continue the radio ministry. It has been good to be with you just to sing a few songs for you and just to let you know how we feel. We poured our heart out to you today. We love you. We appreciate you. And always remember, without you, we could not continue this radio ministry.